Hello, you're listening to the Midday News on English Waves Radio, and I'm Nia Kaysen. The second round of municipal elections has revealed an environmental push and a green wave that has swept across major French cities. Emmanuel Macron is currently meeting with the 150 members of the Citizens' Climate Convention. This assembly includes 150 members of the public chosen at random who will help to draw up policies to reduce carbon emissions by 40% before 2030. The environmentalists have won the favour of major French cities in France, including Lyon, Bordeaux and Strasbourg. The situation is still a little vague in Marseille, where the ecologist Michel Rubirola came out on top, almost 10 points ahead of Martine Vassal. However, she only has a relative majority in terms of municipal councillors. The results will therefore be decided during a third round on Friday. Overall, not a great result for La République En Marche and a difficult day for the presidential party. Agnès Buzyn faced a brutal defeat in Paris, where she did not obtain enough votes to be elected to the Paris Council. One small consolation for La République En Marche is the re-election of Édouard Philippe in Le Havre, which is his hometown. The socialists retain Paris and Lille with the victories of Anne Hidalgo and Martine Aubry. These victories also consolidate socialist alliance with the Greens. The Republicans prevail in many medium-sized cities and Toulouse, but have lost the historically right cities of Bordeaux and Marseille, who both voted for the Greens. The extremely low turnout of 40% is a sad record for municipal elections. Voters wore masks because of the novel coronavirus pandemic, and the election has a record rate of abstention at 60%, which is a first for municipal elections under the Fifth Republic. You've been listening to the Midday News, and I'm Nia Kaysen for English Waves.